Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Har Sinai, the mountain with the greatest revelation ever, with the Rashbin, Chuvis, Chelik Dalet, Simon, Reish Lamed Dalet, explains that the entire nation experienced the highest level of prophecy and actually experienced after Reis Lodas, they experienced the true existence of Hashem. They saw the Adam behind the Adam. They saw Hashem Mamish. And that tremendous holy place of Har Sinai, the second, B'mshoicha Yoyveil, Heima Yalu Bahor, after Hashem's presence sort of leaves, if it's a physical mountain, it doesn't remain holy. Asks the Meshech Chochme in Parashas Boi, Dibra Maschel Mishchu Kulachem, one of the most fascinating Meshech Chochmes, how could it possibly be that the holiest place where the greatest revelation took place isn't holy? And the Beis HaMikdosh, where you slaughter Korbanos, that remains holy. Seems counterintuitive. And in that same piece, the Meshech Chochma also asks why the centrality of mitzvahs, limud ha-Torah, studying Torah all day long. Why? What's the significance of always studying? Says the Meshech Chochma, the five senses, the physical senses, sight, smell, touch, etc., can't experience and feel and touch Hashem. Hashem is an equation that there must exist something beyond physicality. As the Rambam, Mei Nevuchim, Sefer Ikrim, all the Rishonim explain. But it can't be experienced by the five senses. And that was the prevalence of Avodah Zarah. Because the sun actually warms the world. Photosynthesis makes everything grow. The sun spins around and gives you nighttime. The sun lights up the world. Everything is controlled, seemingly, by the sun. And therefore, the notion of a person is, I want to connect to something that my five senses could connect to and bond with something that my five senses could actually bond with. But to have a relationship with the unknowable is so hard. And therefore the Rambam says that the entirety of the Torah is to break our connection to the nations that serve Avodah Zarah, or to break away from Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, he says, that the place where Hashem allowed us once and for all to experience His reality in a non-physical, prophetic vision, that place, of course, does not remain holy, because the concern is that we shouldn't make anything besides Hashem holy, and the physical mountain could become an Avodah Zarah. Likewise, says the Meshech Chochma, Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Chet HaEgel, broke the Luchas because he was scared that Klal Yisrael will exchange the Egel for another holy, physical rock, the Luchas, written by Hashem and carved out by Hashem, because they need something tangible to hold on to. And that's why the Meshech Chochma says, we can't know where the Kfura, where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried, because people are going to make that tangible place of Moshe Yisrael Akim, the miracle worker Moshe, and make that into a new Avodah Zarah. Because the physical senses want something to hold on to. And therefore, Har Sinai, that was trying to eradicate the bond with anything physical, the second Hashem's presence leaves, the experience of prophecy leaves, you could walk onto the mountain. And that's why, says the Meshech Chochma, the centrality of studying Torah, because although in the five senses you can't touch Hashem, but in the frequency of thought, that's where Hashem exists. And Hashem wants us not to be animalistic and physical. He wants us to transcend Kol physical HaLashon, and live in the sphere of thought, of seichel. Hirbalahem muskalois rambois betoyrish b'ksav betoyrish b'alpeh, so that we could rise above what the senses feel and live in that sphere of intelligence, and in that sphere we could tap into the equation of the existence of the oneness of Hashem, and refer back to the one flash of experience that we experience His existence at Har Sinai. Ilu kervonu lufnei Har Sinai v'loy nosalonu es ha-Torah was the experience of the oneness of Hashem as a reality. So why the holiness of the Beis HaMikdosh? Why Euler Regal, millions camping out together? Why all the physical mitzvahs? Explains the Meshech Chochma that the senses need a place to experience themselves and express themselves. If they won't express themselves with a beautiful Beis HaMikdosh, with the love of a nation. Really, it should be that each individual should meditate on his own. What's this concept of a family of Kal Yisrael, belonging to something beautiful, mitzvahs of loving each other, chaverim atzola, millions being regaled together, caring for each other. He says, because the band of chesed, the band of love, the band of the sense of belonging, are all cravings of the nefesh of Ahami, and therefore if you won't give it where to express itself in the love of Am Yisrael, in the belonging, in the millions traveling, in seeing the beautiful Beis HaMikdash, and bonding your physical senses to give them some type of expression in holiness, then they're going to go to avoid the Zara. But by calming down the senses, that they have what they need, they have where to express themselves. So the beautiful Beis HaMikdash gives a certain calmness to aesthetics. The person wants to bond with aesthetics, with something beautiful. So therefore, he has now the beautiful Beis HaMikdash. He has the bond that I belong to this beautiful nation. He has all the different types of expressions that the nefesh and the five senses need. And then the nefesh calms down. And then you could bond with the oneness of Hashem in your thought process. We didn't do justice to this very deep piece of Meshech Chochma. Learn it inside. It's extremely deep, but it's very, very fascinating.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.